The Third District Court of Appeals today issued a wonderful and very strongly written opinion that found Florida's law that prohibits gay people from adopting unconstitutional. The court found that it violates Martin Gill's rights under Florida's Equal Protection Clause, which guarantees all Floridians equal protection and equal rights under the law.
So does this mean that an adoption can go ahead?
It does. Once this decision becomes final, then the adoption will go forward.
And what's the next step? Will it go to the Florida Supreme Court?
We don't know. That's a question for the state. That decision is squarely in the state's hands. And today, we're just celebrating this huge victory for Martin and for all Floridians and all the kids in Florida's foster care system.
So if I could ask Martin, then what is your reaction?
I'm elated. I think that this is great news for our family. It's a huge step forward. We don't know, as Shelby said, whether or not the state is going to appeal again. You know, back in 2008, we had all of 15 minutes worth of an adoption before the state appealed. So on one hand, we were all so happy we were crying. And before we got outside to talk to the press, our adoption had a stay on it. So this time, we don't know which way the state will go, but needless to say, this is really the biggest decision in the 33 years of the ban. It made it all the way through an appeals court, and all three judges agreed that it violated equal protection rights.
Can you give us an idea then of how Florida compares to the rest of the country when it comes to gay adoptions?
Florida's the only state that has a law that categorically prohibits all gay people from adopting. Under the law prior to today, if you are a gay or lesbian, you can't even file a petition to adopt and have it considered. But this decision renders that provision of Florida's Adoption Act unconstitutional, and it has statewide applicability for the trial courts in Florida.